This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومستن بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, on this blessed day and hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept all of us amongst the righteous in this world, and that we are honored and enter into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la with His pleasure and mercy. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal Ahbab, we also pray for our brothers and sisters that are suffering around the world, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give them patience, strength, and victory in this world and in the Akhirah, all of us. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal Ahbab, Surah Yasin is a surah that is well known pretty much by every Muslim, every member of this ummah. They either have heard the surah, they hear about it, or like many, they recite it on a continuous basis. This particular surah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us, there are two narrations, both of them are slightly weak in the chain of narrators, but the wisdom behind it is authentic. And that Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. And what that means is that this surah has, or it summarizes the gist of the entire Quran. You will get a little bit of everything in Surah Yasin. Also, it is sunnah to recite Surah Yasin when somebody is about to pass away. And the reason why you do that is that Surah Yasin has one central theme to it. It's all about resurrection. That's why in the surah, you have verses that Allah Azza wa Jal will extract what is called ajdath. This word means hidden graves, graves that are everywhere, but they're not marked. There's no stamp, there's no marker indicating there's a grave there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract those graves, and as well as all graves, and constantly this is the theme, it's reiterated and talked about throughout the surah. My brothers and sisters, Surah Yasin has four sections to the surah. Today we're going to share with you the first section, inshallah. Something extraordinary happened. And never this moment, it was never repeated in the history of mankind. And Surah Yasin captures a very unique moment in history where Allah Azza wa Jal sent two messengers to one city. Two messengers to one city. When they arrived, the people rejected and repelled, and they threatened, and they did awful things to stop the message. Stop preaching to us that there is one creator, the message of Tawheed. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ Allah sent a third. This has never occurred, as far as we know, in the history of mankind. Three messengers to one city. And it doesn't stop there. You have these three messengers. Later on in the surah, Allah tells us that a man was sent, or he rushed towards the same city to help and assist the three messengers. So the fourth individual is not a prophet, but he's a pious man and a believer. Now he comes to the city and he starts to assist by giving and sharing the message. We learn something from here. We learn something here. What would you do if you were living in a city with prophets and messengers? Would you dare speak on behalf of religion when you know that these three individuals are alive and here amongst us? Would we give a fatwa on any issue? Would we answer questions about the deen or about Allah? We wouldn't do that. But then this fourth individual comes and he's part of projecting the message and sharing the message. We learn, as long as you and I have something valuable to share and guide those around us, now you can appreciate the hadith of our messenger alayhi salatu wasalam when he tells us, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Just share, talk about me, even if it's all you know is just one ayah. You have a responsibility. Go and teach and share that one ayah. This man, with three messengers, he's part of the da'wah. He still contributes. This also addresses what many Muslims unfortunately feel about themselves. They will say things, "I never went to an Islamic university. I don't know how to recite as fluent as the imams of the haram. I can't do those things, so I'm just going to take a back seat and you guys take care of it." This scenario, you have something valuable, even if it is just a word or an ayah. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us close to Him. Allahumma ameen. Now you move on. As the surah continues, Allah shifts the conversation or the subject and starts talking to us about the sun and the moon. And Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Yasin tells us that the sun is fixated. It's in one position. And there are surrounding planets in the solar system. And these planets are pulled. There's a gravitational pull of the sun to keep all of these planets, Pluto, Mars, Venus, Saturn, Earth, and so on, to keep them all on the correct path that they need to be in order to continue to survive. So they have a specific path that they must follow. Now, why am I sharing all of this with you? There are two words that bi-ithnillahi ta'ala could literally change the way you think and perceive the legacy of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These two words, siraj and munira. Siraj is mentioned four times in the Quran. Siraj literally means a light, but not just any light. This is the kind of light that when it illuminates, everyone and everything around that comes into contact with this light goes from darkness to light. So other objects and things start to illuminate because of siraj. In another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, "Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira." The messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, he's told by Allah that you are a da'i. You call to me, to this path, to me, to Allah. Wa da'iyan ila Allah, by Allah's permission. In other words, we can never teach and invite others to this way of life unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to do so. Just the fact that you're able to share some knowledge with someone else is a permission that is given exclusively to you and me. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us stability and patience. Allahumma ameen. Now here are the two qualities. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is described that he is Siraj and Munira. Siraj is the sun. That's in Surah Yasin. In Surah Al-Ahzab, in Surah Nuh, These surahs describe the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He is Siraj. Now put this all together. Today's topic, my brothers and sisters, is about appreciating and developing a love for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in the darkest and deepest moments of your life. Let's be honest. We are living in dark times. We are at the forefront of every news outlet, website, everywhere you turn, you look, you watch, you read something about Muslims and Islam. And unfortunately, the vast majority of the time, it is not for us, but rather it's against us. And so that makes this journey of keeping close to Allah and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam extremely difficult, almost impossible. Then to take that problem further, we have amongst us brothers and sisters who have not been grounded with Islam to the point where when they are being tested, when there's all of these negative things being said about Muslims and Islam, it gets to them. And they start believing it. These are Muslims. They start believing it and they start to convince themselves, yeah, maybe they are right. Maybe this is a messed up religion I don't want to have anything to do with. They start to follow. And so this ayah, I hope and I pray with Allah's permission, can help to regain a bit of confidence and strength in our deen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us close to Him. Allahumma ameen. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is Siraj. He's the sun. You and I are Munira. We're the moon. And it's interesting when you think about it with that imagery. The moon, some days it's a full moon, some days it's a half a moon, sometimes when there's cloud, you can't even see the moon. And in other days, you barely see the moon. You just see literally like a spot. And sometimes, some days, that's how our iman and what happens to it. Some days, our iman is fantastic. Walillah ilham. Other days, your iman literally takes a dive. Other days, you're wondering, what can I do? How do I hold on? You can't even see or know that there's an ounce of iman left in you and me. But this ayah helps us and reminds us, even if you can barely see it, even if it's just half full or it's full, it never disappears. This munira is always there. The moon, despite it goes through these phases, it never just disappears. Here's something else to think about. When the moon rises and we look at this moon, we see the sense of mystery and beauty. You know, that's why in shows and cartoons and so on, they portray a full moon, and 90% of the time, it's a beautiful, quiet moment. And you sit there and you're calm and you're relaxed. The moon comes up and we appreciate it during the night. And you put this together, the scholars tell us that's the believer in the night. That when everybody else has gone to sleep and gone to bed, there will be some amongst us that will wake up with tranquility and peace. And there's no one except that individual and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, where's the sun in all of this? The sun always shines. It will always be there until the day of judgment. The sun, the entire world can see it. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, the entire planet sees the sun. The entire planet needs the sun in order to sustain life. If there is no sun, there is no life on earth. There is no life anywhere. And that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you cannot see his legacy in you, his teachings, his instructions, if you don't see that in you, then this light is no longer illuminating the way it should. But the fact that that light still exists, you're going through dark times, but that light will still rise the next day. It reminds us that even in the darkest times, you never lose hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the number one way to develop that strength, that you never lose hope with Allah, the number one way to do that is you come closer to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some may ask, Subhanallah, you know, I wish I was a companion and I lived to see him and to be with him and to learn directly from him. Sure, perhaps every Muslim wishes that. But he is no longer here, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you know what we do have? We have Bukhari, we have Muslim, we have Tirmidhi, we have these hadith books that have preserved the teachings and the legacy. And what that reminds us is, this is our spark. This is the sun in our lives. And as long as you recognize and you realize that that sun is important, and I can't go on spiritually living unless I continue to connect and appreciate the sun, I will always live in the dark. Here's something else to think about. Nighttime is a dangerous time. The streets that I live in and you live in is perfectly safe during the day. But nighttime, they're dangerous, you got to stay home. Nighttime, the ulama describe, is like a time of ignorance. Like, what that means is that because of the darkness, you don't really know where to go. Sometimes if you go into a street for the first time, you're not accustomed to the neighborhood, you don't know the ins and outs. It's very easy that at night you get lost and confused. What the ulama tell us is that in this case, in this scenario, sometimes our iman, it's there, but it's not willing to listen. It's having a tough time accepting truth. And it's still trying to live. You're still trying to get through your day after day after day. But it's really tough. And then when the sun is out, when you're with family, when you're at work, when you go to the masjid for Jumu'ah, when you're, the days continue, you gain a little bit of that strength, but it's really bad at night. We are reminded, ayyuhal ahbab, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us over and over several times throughout his life that you take just one aspect of his life, just one thing, choose it and make that your starting point. Some may look at his legacy and say, well, what did he eat during the day and how many times did he eat? Alayhi salatu wasalam. When he went to bed, what time did he go to bed and how did he sleep? Was it always on the right? Sometimes did he turn? And you start to investigate and you start to figure out and understand. In another surah, Surah Ali Imran, Allah tells the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, go and preach to the believers and say to them, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Pause. This ayah is one of the most misunderstood verses in the Quran with respect to the Prophet ﷺ. If you don't know basic Arabic, you lose the essence, the sweetness of this verse. The verse tells us, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his companions, if you claim you love me, if you claim you love me and you appreciate me, fattabi'uni. Ittiba'un, you don't just follow along whatever everyone else is doing, that's what I'm going to do. Fattabi'uni is talking to each and every single one of us as individuals. Fattabi'uni, ittiba'un, you have to ask the questions. You have to have this interest. You have to want to investigate and learn about him, alayhi salatu wasalam. You have to have that interest. When you have that interest, now this light begins to illuminate. The sun is always there, but now you start appreciating the brilliance of the sun. And the effects on you and the people around you, everybody else now is affected. Everybody else starts to light up. Your children, your friends, your colleagues, students, all of them start to illuminate. Why? Because you knew one ayah, and you use that ayah not only to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you did it in a way that if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was here, he would be pleased with all of us. And I pray that however we are practicing our deen, we do it in such a way that we continue to be a light for ourselves and for those around us. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullahi li wa lakum wa risa'il muslimin min kulli dham. Astaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه once said, أنا رسول رسول الله. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We understand now what that means. Umar رضي الله عنه is highlighting to all of us that you and I think of yourself as a messenger, not the messenger, but a messenger. Our job in this day and age, now more so than ever, all eyes are on me and you. The world is watching this group, this ummah. The world is watching how we pray, how we act, how we behave, the things we do, the things we don't. And so, the best thing that you and I can do is be a light. No matter how bright you are as this light, even if you are just a dot, be that one. If you are a half moon, be the half. If you are a full moon, be the full moon. But the point is, be a light. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result, that this message reaches you in a way that hopefully, bi-idhnillah, if something was dark in you or me, that inshallah, after today, that is no longer the case. May Allah azza wa jalla keep us close to Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our time and protect, preserve, and increase the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and in our lives. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid Allahumma aghfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.